This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Support for breaching dams on the Lower Snake River in southeast Washington has climbed another rung up the ladder after a recent White House blog post said maybe it's time to look at breaching the dams. In what he calls a head-scratcher, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the calls for breaching the dams have never been louder.
We're seeing the voices not only in the state of Washington, but in the country, louder, bringing up the idea of breaching these critical pieces of infrastructure. We're seeing our governor have a clearer, louder voice in support, and even one of our U.S. senators doing the same thing.
This latest support, Newhouse says, is concerning.
And now the CEQ report coming out of the White House with several different cabinet officials having signed on to this blog post that you mentioned tells me that the answer is absolutely yes. The pressure has never been greater.
Newhouse says the people in central and eastern Washington need to know what's going on.
That's why I'm doing everything I can in Washington, D.C., as well as in the district to increase awareness, to allow people to have a voice, to prevent dam breaching from happening.
Newhouse says he has plans to educate some out-of-staters in the near future and show them just how important the dams are. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.